WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator in Houston, your Aggie connection for residential elevators or stair chairs. Visit them at MSELEV.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Multiple public safety agencies were behind the Bush Library for 10 hours yesterday. That's after two suspicious items were found along a trail between the library and the future burial site of the 41st president and his wife. Texas A&M Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says the College Station bomb squad used a water cannon attached to a robot to hit what appeared to be a PVC coupling stuck inside a cup.
Following that, the University Police Department's canine unit came in and inspected the area for any traces of explosive material, but none were found.
As the FBI's evidence recovery team picked up fragments, they found a plastic box partially covered in duct tape, which brought back the bomb squad.
And during this time, the College Station Fire Department monitored the area with specialized equipment to determine that it was okay for individuals to reenter the area. There were no harmful odors or chemicals from the second object.
Barone says no library operations were affected. Last night's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce annual banquet was the last for President Royce Hickman, who is retiring at the end of the year.
During my life, I've had the privilege of being in all 50 states, lived in about 16 of them. John Anderson stole my line because what I was going to say, and he said so well, there's not a more giving or caring community anywhere in the United States than Bryan College Station.
Incoming Chamber Board Chairman David O'Neill says his top goal is to have the transition to a new president go successfully and seamlessly.
It's so important that we don't miss a beat internally or externally.
Hickman, who has led the chamber's administrative team since January 1998, received a standing ovation at the end of the banquet. It's been 10 months since David Molak, a 16-year-old from San Antonio, took his own life after being cyberbullied. Since then, his family and state representatives have worked on creating legislation to prevent and combat cyberbullying. Chris Molak, David's older brother, is a student at Texas A&M.
We examined other state laws that we thought were suitable. I mean, that's the whole purpose. We want the law to accomplish the right purpose. We don't want it to be used in the wrong way, in other legal proceedings, and that like tarnish the bill. We also don't want it to be cut short of what it needs to accomplish.
The Molak family, with the help of two state lawmakers from San Antonio and another family affected by cyberbullying, filed David's law yesterday, the first day legislation can be filed for the 85th legislative session. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner's first bill to file for next year's legislative session is to create statewide control of ride-sharing companies. Schwertner first called for statewide regulations after his constituents reacted to regulations imposed by the Austin City Council that resulted in Uber and Lyft leaving the capital city.
5,000 or so individuals that were directly employed, my understanding, by Uber or Lyft in Senate District 5, and there were tens of thousands that utilized the service.
Schwertner is not done filing bills, including one he introduced 2 years ago to raise the exemption on the franchise tax from $1 to $4 million.
I think it's the right bill because it gives some burden relief from the tax as well as having to do the accounting for the franchise tax for those small businesses that really are the job creators and growth engine for Texas.
You can read Schwertner's ride-sharing legislation online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 54 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Marshall Stevenson Elevator. We'll take another look at news at 6:30. You can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In today's world, everyone needs internet. Parents use the internet for banking, shopping, email, planning the next trip to the Magic Kingdom, or one of the great state parks in Texas. Kids and teens need the internet for homework, the latest video game, and listening to their favorite radio station. The professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage available in the city or country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV with packages starting as low as $39.99 per month. If you are looking for high-speed internet and great television programming with local, professional installation at the best possible prices, call Starfire today. Go ahead, make the comparison to your current cable and internet bill and give Starfire a call today. 979-776-2215. That's 979-776-2215. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Good morning. Starfire. Yep, it's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure will be the main weather maker across the region over the next several days. We'll be looking at abundant sunshine for today. Temperatures making their way up to about 80 degrees this afternoon. Overnight, we're going to be clear. Lows will fall back to about 55. Sunshine's back with us tomorrow. It's a warm day. Highs will be 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 60. Partial sunshine for Thursday with a high of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has a look at your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, in A&M basketball, the team triumphed over American last night at Reed Arena. In the NBA, the Rockets and the Spurs rolled the victories last night, but the Mavericks weren't quite so lucky. And in the NFL, the New York Giants earned their fourth straight win, besting Cincinnati on Monday Night Football. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, we had a commercial for it a couple of minutes ago, and then we had a news story about ride sharing. I mean, that's a deal. This whole Uber thing, this whole Lyft thing, it's out there. It's part of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
A Republican senator helped his constituents get around last weekend by moonlighting as a driver for Uber. In a series of tweets, Ben Sasse, who's a United States senator from Nebraska, explained his decision to get behind the wheel by saying he works, quote, alongside and for, end quote, the people of the Cornhusker State.
Wow.
Anyway, he said the money, and lobbyists too.
Did anyone know who he was?
You know, that's a really good point. He said the money that he earned is going to charity. As a senator, he's not allowed to make money outside his service.
Really?
Yeah. He could take free meals, and he can drink a lot of cocktails and stuff and have his pack go ahead and get millions of dollars, but he can't make any money.
Yeah.
Of course.
He can use taxpayer money to do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. He worked late Saturday night and found that at least a few of his fares had been partying.
Yeah, and that's the awkward, like, you're drunk and you get in an Uber with your state senator.
Yeah, no, U.S. senator. Yeah. He said that they were, quote, three sheets to the wind.
Yeah, that's why you use Uber sometimes.
Yeah.
Continuing to quote, if you throw up in an Uber, the surcharge can be substantial.
Yes. I don't know.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said it's a
I don't know personally.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. It's a market incentive to get drivers to agree to Saturday night shifts. They get a little extra if that happens. He emerged as one of Donald Trump's harshest critics during the election, but after Trump defeated Hillary Clinton last week, he congratulated Trump and said that he and his family would pray for the billionaire businessman and he can come ride in his Uber car anytime. Yeah,
yeah. Come take my Uber. Interesting.
His side hustle, as they call it.
Did he have to go through the full background check?
You know, that's an interesting thing to think about that. Could he just say...
Well, I'm a senator.
Even senators have to get their side hustle
exactly
on, you know?
Right. Well, it says here he's only worth $1.4 million, which really, for a United States senator, is definitely down on the lower ranks, but we're glad that he's got some nickels he can rub together now.
Yeah.
Or what if when his picture popped up, somebody rejected him going, nah, he looks too creepy for me.
Info.
Mason.
But you're right. They wouldn't have gone, oh, look, that's my United States senator.
Yeah.
Or what if there was that rare person who did know who he was and they were like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. That's weird.
Yeah.
Can I buy you a drink, sir?
Here's a little picture. Hi, my name is Ben. You may know me.
And then you throw up in the car with your U.S. senator. Oh, that's a story to tell.
Against the law.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum is honored to present the unique one-man show called The Accidental Hero. This multimedia show is a true story about a World War II American officer, Matt Conop, who miraculously liberated the Czech villages of his grandparents and is written and performed by his grandson, Patrick DeWayne. This performance is for one night and one night only on Friday, November 18th at 7 p.m. at Rudder. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org and click on the events tab.
Good morning. It's 6:15. The Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we are. It's the Ides of November.
Indeed.
Middle of November. It's day 320. We got 46 days till the end of the year.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay.
Which
I'm
means
talking,
40 till Christmas,
that's right,
people.
Christmas is on the way. And we do have a story about Christmas today.
Yay.
So, yeah, we'll do that. Today is American Recycles Day. You know, you can do that any
do
day
that.
If you're one of those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's World Student Day. I'm not sure what that means.
Okay.
Actually, go to class today. What do you think? World Bunt Day.
Like bunt cakes?
I think that's probably right.
We have a place in town now that
do.
Specializes in those.
What
right.
is that called? Do you
Nothing
remember?
Bunt Cakes.
Listen
uh-huh.
to you. Okay. All right.
I haven't been, but I've heard it's okay. a chain. I've heard really good things about it.
Mm-hmm. So now, do they make cakes for you?
They
I guess,
do, and they make little mini buns.
Oh, now that's
tiny
cool.
cakes.
And they make regular buns.
Okay.
And then apparently they have a special for Thanksgiving where they make a turkey bunt, like it looks like a turkey.
Oh, now, that's cute.
Now, mm-hmm. what okay. qualifies the difference between a bunt cake and a regular cake?
I think the way that the bunt molding.
Yeah, it's okay. a little hole in the
it's
middle.
It's a little hole in the middle.
It's like a muffin with a hole in it, probably. Is
yeah, kind of.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's Guinness World Record Day if you want to go ahead and set one of those.
Okay.
It's National Raisin Bran Day.
Mm. I love Raisin
I
Bran.
I do, too. I do, too. National Entrepreneurs Day. That's
All
what
right.
makes America a great
Sweet.
Place to be.
Yeah.
There are a million ways to make money in this country, legally. And we are, we're very fortunate that we can do that. There are a
we
lot
are.
Of countries where you just can't. And we
yeah.
can, and it's a good deal. And it's also, clean out your refrigerator day.
Oh.
Yeah, you know. And then, of course, we have this one up here.
Which has been, I give the girls up at the front who are required to clean it out
yeah.
sometimes, I
yeah.
give them credit because it's looked good lately.
Well,
yeah.
it has. And the thing is, that's one of those deals where among the things that happen when you first move in with somebody who doesn't love you, that means your roommate in college, you know, how they use the refrigerator might be different than the way that you were brought up. And
uh-huh.
that can be a
yeah, that's
that
so
can be
true.
A sticking point. Now, with guys, it's not so bad because, I mean,
it's
mostly
just,
guys will just put any kind of crap in there.
Yeah, it's just
okay.
leftover pizza most
yeah,
of the
and
time.
And stay for a long time. But if you're more inclined toward that and you're a female, then you may be on the outs with your roommates because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is every once in a while you just go in there and
Some That's what I do. If I just start go clearing it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, if there's green on it, you're
yeah.
and I'm not cleaning it out, I'm throwing the Tupperware away with it.
Yeah, yeah. I hear that.
I just cleaned out my refrigerator last night, moving in
oh,
with a new roommate.
Okay,
so.
See there, the whole thing. But that's the whole, what made me buy this?
You know, oh, yeah.
Why did I buy this?
When did I make this?
Or
yeah,
that
too.
Yeah. So anyway, so it's the 15th of November. Always remember that. And today, if you want to go ahead and just trash things out. Or
yeah,
take all
you
got to
get
out.
Room for all the Thanksgiving leftovers
That's
anyway.
Right. Yeah. That's true. And then, of course, if you do have a break room, and you're right, our staff has done a great
mm-hmm.
job of keeping things clean in there. And we don't have to worry about too much mystery meat or whatever. All right, birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Shailene Woodley is 25. She's from the Divergent series mm-hmm. and The Fault in Our Stars and all that stuff. B.O.B.
B.O.B.
Yeah, one of your faves.
Uh-huh.
He's 28, young urban troubadour. That's what they describe him as.
That's what they describe
here.
Him as.
Yeah.
He's on Paper Planes, I think, that
yeah.
song.
Or Airplanes.
Okay. Airplanes,
yeah.
that too.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Big difference.
Sean Murray is 39. He plays Tim McGee on NCIS.
Oh,
NCIS.
McGee.
Mm-hmm.
Love him.
When you know him that way, that's,
Chad Kroger's 42. He used to be married to Avril Lavigne.
Okay.
And I guess he was also in a band called Nickelback or something.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Johnny Lee Miller is 44. He plays Sherlock Holmes on Elementary.
Oh, okay.
Kevin Eubanks, formerly the band leader for Jay Leno,
sure.
is 59 today.
Uh-huh.
Beverly D'Angelo, 65,
oh.
from the Vacation movies, of
uh-huh.
course.
Oh, okay.
Sam Waterston, or Waterston, is 76.
Man, he had a gig. Man, is he still on SUV? He was for me for like.
Oh, which one is he?
Well, he played the assistant DA.
Yeah, Jack
oh,
McCoy.
Yeah, Jack
gotcha,
McCoy.
Gotcha,
yeah,
gotcha.
He had that gig for a long
okay.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Petula Clark's 84.
Oh, my, downtown.
Miss Downtown herself,
yeah.
Ed Asner is 87.
And has looked that way for a long time.
He looks exactly the way he did on Mary Tyler
yeah,
Moore.
Yeah.
And Judge Wapner.
Hey.
He's 97 today.
Yeah. Do you know Jimmy Choo? He's the shoe dude.
Yep.
He'd be a 64.
Okay.
And C.W. McCall, who had a song called
yeah.
Convoy. If you remember that. Exactly. He's 88 years old today. Right. So there you go, 620.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, among many other things, the 2016 presidential race taught us that money does not necessarily win elections. Now, while Hillary Clinton had the support of a well-funded machine, Donald Trump lagged behind in fundraising. Now, despite the financial deficit, Trump was able to win the election while spending far less per vote than Hillary Clinton. Reuters reports that Trump won some 57 million votes nationwide in the general election, which amounts to less than $5 per vote for the $270 million he spent. Hillary Clinton, by contrast, spent close to double that rate at the cost of $8.80 per vote. Now, maybe it's time for Democrats to come to terms with the fact that their message, no matter how much money you spend on it, has been rejected by the American people because it failed miserably.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell. Dell.com/radio. You know, you've got some pretty important choices to make this fall, one of them being the window treatments to decorate your home for the holidays and into the new year. My house, it looks so much better because we used Blinds.com for every single room, and it transformed our house. Now through November the 21st, if you go to Blinds.com, use my last name, Hannity, in the promo code. When you buy 3 blinds, you get the 4th one free. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions may apply.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Mary Jo White, will leave office at the end of the Obama administration. White, a former federal prosecutor and private securities lawyer, was appointed by President Obama in 2013, and her term doesn't end until 2019. But President-elect Trump is likely to name someone who would move to unwind restrictions on Wall Street banks and corporations. The Trump transition team has set as a goal to dismantle the Dodd-Frank reform law enacted in response to the 2008 financial crisis. New hybrid and electric cars are required to make noise when traveling at low speeds, so that pedestrians, especially those who are blind or have poor eyesight, will hear them coming under a new rule released by the Obama administration. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the new rule could help prevent about 2,400 pedestrian injuries a year. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $44.49 a barrel. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Howdy, I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering, and my family and I have been cooking up awesome food for the Brazos Valley for over 25 years, and we would love to treat you and your guests to a great home-cooked meal for your next event. We serve a large variety of foods from chicken fried steak to hand-cut ribeyes and mesquite-cooked barbecue, plus fresh vegetables and homemade desserts. Check us out on our website at texascountrycatering.com or give us a call at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628.
So if you're a regular listener of the show, you know that I've been recently focusing on my fitness goals, and I've kind of fallen off with some stressful things going on in my life, and I've had a move recently and all that kind of stuff, but I'm trying to get back on track, and I'm going to help you out by helping myself out too, by giving you a few reminders. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, if you're always going to the grocery store with good intentions, but you end up walking out with a cart full of junk food, well, then listen up. Here are a few tips on how to avoid buying junk food at the grocery store, and I'm going to listen closely, too. First of all, this is important. Have a list. I always try to have a list when I go to the grocery store. If you go in with a game plan, helps keep you focused. You're less likely to be tempted than if you just aimlessly browse the aisles. That's always dangerous. Also, stay in the outer aisle. You may have heard this before. Make a ring around the store. That's where your meats, your fruits, your vegetables, the health foods, all that stuff usually is located on the perimeter of the supermarket. All the chips and the sodas and the candies and processed junk are in the middle aisles. So stay on that ring and you should be okay. Also, don't go whenever you're hungry. You're more likely to buy unhealthy food when you shop on an empty stomach. Also, you get home, you eat that stuff right away, and you'll eat all your groceries. I know I've been guilty of that in the past. And lastly, shop at your local farmer's market. There's going to be much less temptation for junk food there. Also, farmer's markets are great because they have incredibly fresh produce that's usually high quality and tasty. It's fantastic. Plus, you're shopping local, which is always a good idea. So there's a few tips to help you be a little healthier. I'm going to take stock in that as well. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is your Bit of Info.
There you go, 627 Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Another pretty okay day today. Look for a high temperature around 77, but a little different because the winds are out of the northwest today. Yesterday, it actually kind of got a little warm in the afternoon. So that's what we'll do tomorrow, and actually the next day, Wednesday and Thursday, we'll have sunny skies and be around 82 degrees, and then things will shift back around a little bit, and we'll have a 50-50 chance of showers on Friday, just so you know. But Saturday looks good. Sunny skies and about 64. But north winds today and a high of 77. Right now, winds are calm. We've got fair skies. It's 54.
Poinsettias help get everyone in the holiday spirit. And Green Teams has lots and lots of big, beautiful poinsettias in lots of different colors. There's red, white, pink, glitter, even maroon poinsettias. Go to Green Teams' Facebook page to view all the different colors and print an order form. That's Green Teams, Inc. on Facebook. Green Teams, Inc. Green Teams, Inc. This holiday season, decorate your office or your home with Christmas poinsettias from Green Teams. Delivery is available.
One way to learn a new skill and learn it quickly is to learn it backwards. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Conventional wisdom is that to become excellent at something takes skills and years of practice. Well, maybe not.
What you find is there are many, many people who can become world-class, meaning top 5% in the world in a given skill, in much shorter periods of time, in some cases 6 to 12 months.
Timothy Ferris, author of the soon-to-be-released book Tools of Titans, says it's how you learn something that makes all the difference.
And what you find is many of the world's fastest learners just ask themselves, what if I did the opposite? I did this in Argentina when I started studying Argentine tango. I learned the female role before I learned the male role. I wanted to learn the follow, oddly enough.
Most male tango dancers don't learn the female steps as part of their training, but Timothy did.
And it was that change that allowed me to, instead of taking years and years to get to a competitive level, I went to the world championships in 6 months. And it was primarily because I did a lot of things out of order. That's also how you could cut in half the amount of time necessary to get good at golf, would be doing certain drills in the proper order.
Another key ingredient to getting good at something very quickly is take a logical and disciplined approach.
As opposed to simply saying, I want to get good at Spanish, I want to learn the guitar, and then haphazardly try to go to two lessons every 3 weeks. They really need to treat it, I think, almost like physical training, as if they're training for their first 5K.
Tomorrow, more ways to become excellent at something very quickly. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Royce Hickman's 18th and final annual banquet as president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce ended with a round of thanks to his family and his community.
There's not a more giving or caring community anywhere in the United States than Bryan College Station. Whenever we need anything, you are there for it. And I don't care whether it's in a tragedy or in a situation where we just need help. We always can find people who will help us here. And I thank you for that. It's what makes being in this job so great.
Incoming Chamber Board Chairman David O'Neill says his top goal is to have the transition go successfully and seamlessly.
With a new leader at the Chamber, we'll continue to foster the strong relationships we currently have with the county, our two cities, with President Young at Texas A&M and President Hansley at Glenn College, as well as other community partners.
O'Neill says a search committee is working to select Hickman's successor. It was a 10-hour day yesterday for multiple public safety agencies on the grounds of the Bush Library. That's after two suspicious items were found behind the library along a trail that goes to the future burial site of the 41st president and his wife.
Were they just something that somebody accidentally left behind? Were they intentionally placed there? Those are all questions investigators will be looking into as they proceed.
Texas A&M Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says a PVC coupling inside a cup and a plastic box partially covered in duct tape were hit with a water cannon attached to a bomb squad robot.
We did have police officers on standby at locations to create a perimeter so that the first responders could go into that area and inspect those objects as well as utilize their equipment to render them safe.
The fragments were collected by the FBI's evidence recovery team and will be tested. Barone says no library operations were affected. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner plans on filing several bills before the start of the legislative session in January. His first is to create statewide control of ride-sharing companies. That's after hearing from his constituents north of Austin who reacted to Uber and Lyft pulling out of the capital city.
I think it's really travesty that if individuals fly in from out of state and they try to whip out their phone and hail an Uber or a Lyft, that they can't do so in Austin. I think that sends the wrong message that Texas is not open for business. And I think it's very important that we as a legislature change that.
Schwertner also hopes the new presidential administration will provide more federal flexibility in the state's Medicaid program.
Regarding the benefit design package and the caseload volume and allow for personal responsibility and accountability in Medicaid. And I'm working really hard on that issue.
You can read Schwertner's ride-sharing legislation online at WTAW.com. More than 500 bills were filed yesterday, which was the first day lawmakers could propose legislation. Another bill, David's Law, is named after David Molak of San Antonio. David's Law is aimed to combat and prevent cyberbullying.
This is the first time any kid has grown up with such
such connection at such a young age, and that can be really damaging.
Texas A&M student Chris Molak is David's older brother and has been working on this piece of legislation since last January when David took his own life after being bullied online.
I want to make a difference in this short life we've got left. I mean, David was 16 years old. I mean, he had so much to live for and so much he could have accomplished. So I honestly, as cliche as it might sound, like, I feel like I have to live the life that David didn't see himself living.
Other proposals include exempting Texas from daylight saving time and offering pre-kindergarten to all four-year-olds. The lawyer for a North Texas veteran who claims he was humiliated at a local Chili's on Veterans Day met with restaurant lawyers. Army vet Ernest Walker says his meal was snatched away by a manager at the Chili's in Cedar Hill when he went there for their Veterans Day deal. The reason? The manager didn't believe he was a veteran. Chili's parent company Brinker says in a statement they apologize and that the manager has been removed. Lee Merritt, who represents Walker, says his client doesn't only want compensation.
Mr. Walker works with a number of civil rights organizations in the city. To the extent that Chili's or Brinker Company may be interested in partnering with some of their initiatives, we haven't discussed that yet. They were certainly open to working with us and making it a long-term relationship instead of just one bitter one.
Both sides will meet again at a later date. And private events can no longer be held in the Mission Church at the Alamo. Officials tell the San Antonio News Express that's due to concerns with the deteriorating condition of the 250-year-old building. Gatherings can still be held elsewhere on the Alamo grounds. WTAW News Time is 6:36. Excuse me, it's 54 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour. You can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hear that? No? It's not a stampede of cattle. It's a stampede of people who waited way too long to find a doorbuster deal. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, you don't have to wait for the end of the year to take advantage of incredible Black Friday discounts, because we got Black Friday going on all month long. And that means you'll save over $12,000 off a new 2016 Chevy Silverado. That's right, over $12,000 in savings on a brand new Silverado throughout the entire month of November. With nearly 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, and the most competitive internet pricing around, you'll find the Black Friday deal you're looking for, and you won't have to muscle through a crowd to get it. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at tomlight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58340, 44545 MSRP, less 3979, dealer discount, 8909, select Chevy bonus tag, plus TTNL with approved credit, not available with other offers, expires 11/30/16.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light advice. I invite you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend through November 27th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
It might just be that you only need to update your kitchen or a breakfast area. We can do that.
You have, I think, the largest selection of backsplashes and tiles and accent pieces that I've ever seen, and you get new ones in all the time.
That's one area where we're constantly working very hard to bring the latest and greatest decorative tile for your walls, your backsplashes, so that you create a really exciting, fresh, new look in your home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
On Texas A&M home football game days, you'll find Aggie fans listening to Tom Turbyville and Scott Clendon as they broadcast from the Aggie Fan Zone. This two-hour program starts 3 hours before kickoff, giving fans the latest news about the Aggies and their opponent. And it's brought to you by Brenham National Bank, Chicken Express, BCS Tires, and The Cambridge. the Aggie Fan Zone broadcast, heard right here on your flagship station for Aggie football. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure is in control of the weather for today. It'll remain in control of the weather right through Thursday. Very little weather action from Texas eastward across the central Gulf Coast. It'll be sunny today. Our highs will approach 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight clear with a low around 55. More sun for tomorrow. Highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night clear to partly cloudy 60. Partly sunny and 80 to 85 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor hears from quarterback Jake Hubenak in your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, in A&M softball, White leads Maroon 3-0 in the annual Maroon and White series. In the NBA, the Rockets bested Philly and the Spurs beat the Heat, but Carmelo Anthony and the Knicks were too much for the Dallas Mavericks. And on Monday Night Football, Eli Manning threw for 3 touchdowns as the New York Giants eked past the Bengals. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Before leaving on an international What Do You Think of Me Now tour, the president spoke to the media yesterday because he's going over to all these countries going, well, what do you think of me now? What do you think, huh? Think I'm okay? How about that new guy coming in? Huh? What do you think? Yeah. Anyway, so he held a news conference. He said that Mr. Trump is, quote, gregarious and pragmatic. Do I have my concerns? Absolutely. But the federal government and our democracy is not a speedboat. It's an ocean liner. This is an enormous and continuing task.
Interesting.
This is a guy who is trying to save his legacy when the person who he said is not fit for office ends up winning, and the person who he thought should be the next president of the United States lost. So I don't know how he can think he's a winner now if the person he thought should win
did not win.
I'm just saying that, but you know, that's fine. He's the president. So among the people who have commented on the outcome of the election were the people.
Were there people opinionated about that?
You know, I heard there were.
Oh, okay.
A couple people had some concerns or something. What?
Something like that. Well, apparently among the people who talked about this were the guys who were on TNT's basketball show.
Okay.
All right. I mean, who knew? But TNT's inside basketball crew decided to talk. Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith, and Ernie Johnson all took turns giving their takes on Donald Trump being elected.
No.
Barkley, who has publicly backed Gary Johnson, said he was shocked by Tuesday's results, but called for unity in what he says has become a polarized nation. He said, I was in shock, I'm not going to lie, totally surprised at the election results. That being said, we've got to move on. I was disappointed because my candidate didn't win, number one. But, like I said, it's over. Trump is going to be president of the United States, and we've got to respect the office that we have, and we have to give him a chance. That's the bottom line.
Very mature of you, Charles.
Very much. Very, very uncharacteristic.
Very un-Charles.
Yeah. I know the feeling, Charles.
Yeah, there you go. All right. But the thing that I found interesting were the comments of Ernie Johnson. And I don't know these guys because I don't watch this show.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so this is Ernie. He runs about a minute and a half. This is Ernie Johnson talking about this. He said, by the way, he walked into the booth and said, I couldn't vote for any of them. I pushed the write-in button and wrote in John Kasich. I knew he wasn't going to win, but I felt better for it than he picked up from here. All right. So this is Ernie Johnson, who, again, I've never heard of. And he, I guess, was he a basketball player?
I don't know if he played. I've watched their show a couple of times.
Okay.
I've just kind of looked up real quick. But I think he's just a sports guy.
Okay. He's like, he's a normal person then.
Right. He's a normal person.
All right,
yeah.
All right. Here's Ernie. All right.
And I'm with these guys. We have to give him a chance. But here's the deal. I just hope that he's all in fixing the wounds in this country and the divides that separate this country. And I want to be part of that, too. And for me to be part of it, I have to look in the mirror and I have to say, how am I going to be a better man? How am I going to be a better neighbor? How am I going to be a better citizen? How am I going to be a better American? How can I be a fountain and not a drain? And number three, I know you're not supposed to talk about politics and religion, but we're already talking about politics and so I'm going to go the R direction, too. I never know from one election to the next who's going to be in the Oval Office, but I always know who's on the throne. And I'm on this earth because God created me, and that's who I answer to. I'm a Christian. I follow this guy named Jesus. You might have heard of him. And the greatest commandment he gave me was to love others. And Scripture also tells us to pray for our leaders. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray for Donald Trump. I'm going to pray for all those people right now who feel like they're on the outside looking in, who are afraid at this point. Pray for them, too. In short, I'm praying for America. And I'm praying that one day we're going to look back and we're going to say, you know what? That Donald Trump presidency, that was all right. But I'm praying.
What do you think? You know, I don't know. I kind of would like to put that on loudspeakers to all those people that are out there protesting.
I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, I think in
very level-headed.
Yeah, right. In a minute and a half, I think he explained, you know, we all do have to stick together. And, yeah, if you're a person, you can win. But anyway, that's why I thought I'd share that. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I thought that was really good.
Very nice, yeah.
That's Ernie Johnson from the TNT show. Okay, so this Uber thing, huh? And the state senator talking about, our state senator talking about that. And I think he brings a very good point. You know, you think about Austin as being hip and happening and everything that is, you know, Silicon Valley center of the country, if you will.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you pop open your phone and you find out that Uber is not available.
Yeah.
There.
I thought that was a really good point, too, because anytime I travel, the first mode of transportation I think of when I get to an airport is Uber.
I'm sold. Yeah.
You know, it's not a cab. It's not a taxi. And that's just and again, maybe it's a millennial thing, but I think it's, you know, catching on amongst all age groups, all demographics.
Well, we have an Uber stand outside Kyle Field where you know, the Ubers line up there.
Yep.
Well, you know, and if you get those hipsters in from California or something like that, and they come because they visit Austin often for film festivals and things like that. If they land in Austin and they look up, you know, Uber on their phone, can't get it. It makes Texas look backwoods and behind the
times. That's true, too.
So all of those things are true. But then do we as individual cities, so I'm just going to roll this into the middle of the room. Do we as individual cities give up our right to decide what the laws will be for shares, ride sharing? Because it sounds to me like this legislation passes, it becomes a statewide thing.
A state control.
See, so do you like that idea? I mean, I'm in agreement with you that I do like Uber, and it is my choice when it comes, first choice, when it's available. But and again, it shouldn't be to protect bad operators, no matter who they are, in any kind of business. You shouldn't do that. But is the state kind of stepping in and telling us the way that we should be doing things?
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's, and I don't know if you had any story, Chelsea, that where they talked about hands-free texting.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see anything, or we didn't have anything in the news.
I think that's probably what, and again, we've waited for the state of Texas to do things before, and they haven't done it, like payday loans is something that both city councils moved very quickly on when the legislature didn't take a stand.
And that's, I talked to a local, police officer here not too long ago, and he said it'll just have to go statewide.
Yeah.
It's just going to be too difficult to do it by, you know, city.
Sure, you can't look on the side. Okay, I see when the Lions Club meets, but can I use hands-free?
Yeah.
You know, how
Do
I talk on my phone when I'm here? So we'll see how that works. All right, 648.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 19th, it's pest control around the home and farm. Are the rodents and insects bugging you? This is the start of their busy season, and we can provide some tips for control this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's really funny how we have different perspectives on the very same plant. We call it Bodark, and there are those among us who kind of like the plant. It's kind of a pretty plant in the right place. But you talk to ranchers and farmers, and they have nothing good to say about it, kind of like the disparity between opinions of mesquite trees. We're going to talk about Bodark, some of those unusual names that it has, and a whole lot more right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's my newest book. It's only $31.95, but I can also save you on the second and third copies if you'd like to buy one for yourself and get a couple as gifts. The second and third copies are only $26.95 if they're sent to the same address at the same time. Every book goes out of my office signed. That's right, my office, because it is not in stores and it's not on Amazon. It is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening with the Cowboy Boots. This is an entirely different and new book. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening with a photograph of an Adirondack chair in my yard on the cover. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. It makes a wonderful gift. Get the first book at $31.95 plus tax and postage, second and third books at $26.95. Every book goes out signed, satisfaction guaranteed. 800-752-GROW or order at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Depending on where you are in America or anywhere in the world, you're going to call this plant horse apple, hedge apple, maybe just hedge. You'll hear it called Osage orange, and somewhere along the line, we Texans started speaking French. We called it Beaudark, wood of the bow. Now, Osage Indians made bows from its wood, and that pretty well explains all of its names. It's a venerable old goat, this tree that grows along riverbanks and rocky slopes and hillside meadows. Most commonly, you'll see it growing in old fence rows, sometimes planted on purpose, perhaps the origin of the name hedge, and sometimes the result of chance seedlings. The one thing that's for sure, you will see this tree the next time you drive around a good bit of Texas. It's scattered almost everywhere. Maybe not in far west Texas, but in most of the rest of the state. The other thing that's almost as certain, you will not see this tree the next time you stop by a local nursery. It doesn't transplant easily. They certainly don't obligate valuable growing space to it. Did you know that Beaudark wood is extremely resistant to rotting? That's why it was used by our great-grandparents as leveling blocks for pier and beam homes. You could cut it off into short sections of stout trunk and use them to support an entire house. Also, its belongings and the family held up safely off the cold ground. Those old blocks are still out there carrying their load 75 and 100 years later. By the same token, Beaudark was also used by early farmers for fence posts. Again, it wouldn't rot. The next time you see a gnarly antique rural fence, those crooked old posts are probably Beaudark. If they're straight, they're probably red cedar. Beaudark wood, as in the timber of the tree, is bright yellow. It browns, oxidizes as it ages, and that's why the old blocks and posts will have chocolate-colored and highly fissured surfaces. But when you cut into their centers, they'll still be rich golden yellow. The wood is hard, so hard that arborists will cringe and chainsaws will dull, so hard that stump grinders will groan, but that's all part of the notoriety of Beaudark. Beaudark wood is filled with oils that spark when ignited. It's exciting outdoors and campfires, not so good in the living room. So there are some wonderful old Beaudark trees out there, historic markers in Texas. But did you know that there also are thornless and fruitless Beaudarks available to us? Well, that's a little more on a wonderful tree. I'm Neil Sperry, true focus of your landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, the Aggs are looking to move forward this coming weekend against UTSA, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Fighting Texas Aggie football is coming off a heart-wrenching 29-28 loss to Ole Miss last Saturday. The Aggs took a 21-6 lead heading into the fourth quarter, but were then outscored by the Rebels 23-7. Quarterback Jake Hubenek chalked it up to more of a playing-not-to-lose mentality.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it had to do with the play calling or anything like that. The plays were great. I just think, you know, maybe mindset-wise, we just weren't there. We were just thinking, you know, hey, we got a lead. We can, you know, run out the clock, but, you know, you got to keep attacking. You can't sit back and just wait for the game to end.
Filling in for injured starter Trevor Knight, Hubenek threw for 213 yards and two touchdowns, but tossed an interception in the waning seconds. He and the guys will be back on the field again this Saturday to host UTSA. Kickoff is at 11 a.m., with pregame starting at 10 on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Don't forget to catch the Sumlin Show tonight at 7 o'clock on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In A&M basketball, Tyler Davis scored 17 points and DJ Hogg added 12 as Texas A&M overwhelmed American for a 76-53 victory last night. For the second consecutive game against an undersized opponent, the Aggies dominated inside, outscoring the Eagles 44-22 in the paint. The Aggs next take on USC on Friday at 6 p.m., pregame's at 5:30, and you can catch it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In the rankings for NCAA men's basketball, Duke continues to remain a solid number one, with Kentucky ranked second in the latest rankings. A&M is ranked 18th, meanwhile Texas is ranked 23rd. In A&M softball, freshman Miranda Miles delivered the game-winning RBI single as White defeated Maroon 1-0 Monday evening at the Aggie Softball Complex. With the win, White takes a commanding 3-0 lead in the annual Maroon and White series. The Aggies return to action Tuesday for Game 4 at 4 p.m. at the Aggie Softball Complex. In the NBA,
rebound Harden, number 7, into the front court, crossing over, driving, running, scoring, 33 points, 7 rebounds, 7 dimes.
James Harden scored 33 points, 23 in the first quarter, and the Houston Rockets easily bested the Philadelphia 76ers last night, 115-88. Meanwhile, in San Antonio,
Gasol will set a screen for Kawhi Leonard with 8 to shoot. Cutting left, Kawhi into the paint, takes it right side, pull-up mid-range jumper, good. For Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard scored 24 points with 12 rebounds as the San Antonio Spurs held on to beat the Miami Heat 94-90. In New York,
Jennings on the run. Looks left, looks right, gives back to Holiday. Carmelo in the corner for 3. Buries it!
Carmelo Anthony and Kristaps Porzingis each put in 24 points, and the New York Knicks rolled to a 93-77 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. The Knicks put a smaller lineup on the floor, moving Porzingis to center and benching Joakim Noah. In Major League Baseball, all-star outfielder Ian Desmond has turned down the Rangers' $17.2 million qualifying offer. The free agent will still be able to negotiate with the Rangers, but the team would get a compensatory draft pick if he signs elsewhere. In the NFL,
Manning checking over the play clock. Paul signals, takes the snap, back to throw. Looks left, throws left to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants, Sterling Shepard.
Gutsy call there by Ben McAdoo. Great route by the rookie.
Monday Night Football saw the New York Giants reach 6-3 after Eli Manning passed for 240 yards and 3 touchdowns in their fourth straight win, 21-20 over Cincinnati. The Giants' defense intercepted Andy Dalton once and sacked him 3 times after entering the game with an NFL-worst 11 sacks. New York went ahead for good on Manning's 3-yard touchdown throw to Sterling Shepard on fourth and goal in the final period. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
November is National Hospice Month. Hospice provides heartfelt end-of-life care by supporting patients and families in handling the medical, emotional, and social aspects of life-limiting illness. Hospice Brazos Valley has welcomed the invitation to serve for 27 years. You, the community, make this possible. In recognition of National Hospice Month, Hospice Brazos Valley would like to thank the community for its generous support. Comfort is their specialty. Trust is their promise. To learn more, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
David Gardner's is remodeling. Have you seen that? They've been at it a while, and because of that, they are going to, the look on the inside of the store that you've known for years is going to be changing, but what they do on the inside is they give you great quality, and they give you great advice, because sometimes the advice is the most important thing you need. We don't all spend a few days a week in a jewelry store, so when we go in there, might be overwhelmed, might not know exactly what we're looking for. So what David Gardner's does is they help you out with that. They give you a chance to put together, well, some ideas at least as you get ready to make that purchase. Or you may go in and know exactly what you're looking for. But because of that, there's going to be some great opportunities for you with diamonds and fine jewelry and precious gems and gold jewelry and watches and more at David Gardner's, 911 University Drive. because the remodeling is going on right now. Stop in and see him.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. It's going to be probably, I don't know, 78, 79 today, looks like. High temperature tomorrow will probably be in the 80s as well, and on Thursday also. Now, the one thing we do have is kind of northeasterly winds, which will make it feel good. And then it gets cooler as we head to the weekend, but should be all right. Right now, 50. 50-